You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
Hello and welcome. You are binging it. We are doing it Basketball Wives style, AfterBuzz TV. We're inside the AfterBuzz studio. And we are going to talk about this show that's definitely getting us all riled up a little bit. But before we do anything like that, we will introduce who we are. My name is Ronnie Jr. Hello. Next to me, I got Fallon Mercedes.
Hello, everyone.
How is Fallon feeling today?
I am feeling great. I feel so much closer to you now.
Well, because the camera person said we have to move.
I'm like, this is great.
Thank you. What a wonderful look for me. We also have Oh, you were gone last week.
Yeah, I was gone. She's
back. My gosh. How do we do an after show without Miss Hollyhoops.net? It was actually, we really, really missed you. But you are back from New York City.
Yes, I'm back.
Rebecca Prince.
Hi, guys.
Man, you missed like the craziest episode of all the entire season.
I was watching. I was trying to call in, but nobody was answering. But
I was sitting there and I'm like, damn, I wish I could. Like, when we watch the show, everybody kind of commentates and says, and I was like, I wonder what, like, I'm yelling and I'm like, I know she'd be yelling
I
too.
Know.
Like, I couldn't hold
we
it.
Would have loved to hear from you.
I was sick. I had a tough time. I mean, Keisha's a friend of mine, so yeah. Personally, I had a really tough time watching it. And as much as like Tammy entertains me, I'm off it. I'm over her.
I think we all agree with you.
Yeah. I'm like, jeez.
Rebecca Prince, as I was saying, and of course we can't forget Spicy Maricela on 102.3 KGLH. People do harp music to her. I mean, she is such a big deal. But
it was a harp
live in the studio.
You guys, it was such a big episode last week, and we'll talk about iTunes, and I'm going to tell you about Amazon. There's just like a bunch of stuff, but I wanted to say something that was really cool for us as the AfterBuzz team for Basketball Wives. We had like the biggest episode as far as our YouTube views, iTunes. Like people really were getting behind.
Thank you, everyone.
They were feeling us.
Yes,
we were preaching.
You know, everybody was commenting.
Well, we get all that. Well, America loves it. We get all of our listenership through our iTunes. A lot of it, but YouTube gets a handful as well. But last week they lit it up, and people were commenting. Someone said you look like Evelyn's daughter. So I don't know.
I guess I'll
hilarious.
Take that as a compliment.
That is a compliment, though. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Thank you, whoever said
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so there was a lot of conversation.
She acts like Evelyn, too, no?
Oh, no. No bottle throwing,
I am not
please.
Involved. I'm just saying. I'll get my lawyers on the phone.
She's pulling a gin. As somebody who wasn't here, was there any comments you wanted to make over last week's big episode? It was one episode that even had Tammy jump on and off Twitter. I mean, it was one of those.
Yeah, you know, I mean, My real comment, I was pretty speechless during the whole episode. There's a fine line between being like crazy and you know, acting out, and then, you know, being, I personally think, verbally abusive. And I really think that Tammy was verbally and emotionally abusive to Keisha. And I think she had a lot of nerve. And if I were Tammy, I know Keisha had a really hard time watching the episode as well after already living through it. And if I were Tammy, I really think, you know, if watching that episode doesn't make you, like, take a second look in the mirror, and I know she's, through the season, we've seen her sort of going to counseling, but straight up, it's obviously not working because she's got a problem. And I don't know. I just, for her, yeah, I would jump off Twitter too because nobody had your back on that one. I mean,
and what was the
there's
main,
no excuse.
What was the main reason on the Twitter thing? It was because a lot of people were saying
kids, I think.
There was a big backlash. People were honestly pissed off. I mean, people watched that episode and had a strong reaction to mm-hmm. it. You know, there's moments in TV, and that was a moment. And you know, normally I feel like people kind of ride or die with Tammy. She's been around a long time. People do think that her antics are entertaining. But I think it got to a point on last week's episode when you just see someone break down like that and for really no apparent reason, it resonates with people. And people were fed up and people were letting her know on Twitter. And, you know, if she wanted to jump off and say that, you know, she was done with it and she wishes, you know, she was leaving like cryptic, you know, Twitter messages. Well, I wish all the girls good luck in the next season and in their life. Is she leaving? Is she leaving the show?
Now,
is she
Tammy?
Leaving?
And yeah. Which, like, kills scared me. Jumping off of Twitter? She's on Twitter now again, tweeting about, oh, SWV, I'm so happy they're back.
I was
back.
Looking at that, yeah.
And I'm just like, really, Tammy?
Yeah,
like,
it was all but a second.
You know, I mean, it's part of the game. And, you know, Royce deleted her Twitter after, like, that whole little scandal with her boyfriend and she's back. I mean, I get it.
People, is that now how you do reality TV? You, like, have your big episode, you leave Twitter, and the day of the next episode, then you jump back on.
Right, you're like, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, I think people...
You need to come back.
Twitter...
I'm going to delete mine tonight. After we have this
big episode.
And then follow it after that.
I'm relatively new to Twitter. I don't think I've even been on it for like a whole year, but... It's like, it can be intense, you know, especially if you are a public figure. And listen, opinions are, you know, like assholes and everybody's got one. But like on Twitter, you can directly send it to the person you think. And listen, I get everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I also get where it could be overwhelming. I mean, Nicki Minaj, you know, she's not on a reality show. She deleted her Twitter. She had enough for a little bit and then
she's
came back.
She has 9 million Twitter followers now.
Already. I was thinking the same thing.
It took her a little bit of time. She had 11. She dropped off, came back, only had like two.
And that, that's such a different thing because she's an entertainer and she does music. So for her, I think it's more maybe to unplug because you don't want to hear maybe those.
I think the same goes for like Royce and Tammy. The funny thing is Tammy, who loves to tell people what she thinks they want to hear. Mm-hmm. When people start telling Tammy,
she can't
take it. She certainly can dish it out, but she cannot take it.
Kind of like, and she got Twitter pumped. Yeah, like you were talking about laying hands on somebody last episode, and now you're getting Twitter pumped.
Yeah, but Tammy don't care. Even if with that opinion, she won't. She'll do what she wants to do, and that's what
but
it
that's
is.
But the problem.
But it is.
Even in seeing this episode where they're like kind of recapping what happened, like. I just still don't think she's sorry. Like, I don't think she understands, like, what she did. Like, the fact that even at the end of her argument with Keisha, she was like, you should be lucky I took your bag. You don't know. Like, are you seriously trying to flip this on me right now?
Well, what about when she's on the boat with with Shawnee and Evelyn, and she is kind of saying, well, what I need to do is maybe have an adult conversation.
But she says that every time.
You guys are feeling like that's becoming old?
I mean, I think Tammy can't have an adult conversation straight up. If it's about other people, like if it's about Jen and Evelyn's situation.
Right. Because soon after she's like, yeah, I should apologize to her. She was already off the island, it looked like. And then she's like, you know what? Evelyn, you should apologize to Kenya and then talk to... And it's like, come on, Tammy. Like, you have your own issues, but then you're trying to act like a mother figure.
Right.
Let's all have a good trip and get along. And
well, I honestly think, I think Tammy's like a control freak.
She controls the entire situation. All those dinners or lunches or whatever.
And she likes to feel like, you know, she called herself earlier in the season a moderator, like a self-appointed
mediator. Yeah.
Moderator, same
mediator.
Thing, kind of. Mediator, but yeah, you know, so she appoints herself this role, but like when it comes to her own personal interactions or her own personal beefs, she really can't, I feel like, think clearly or see the bigger picture. She's like in her Tammy bubble and, you know, she can have opinions on everybody and mother everybody and whatever, but it, you know... Mirror, hello, look at yourself.
I agree with you. I'm definitely somebody who's big on address situations, talk about it, say how you feel, express yourself right then and there so there's not gossip later on. But there's a difference when you cross that line, and Tammy crosses it every single time to the point of disrespect.
Definitely.
She can't, like we said, have a mature conversation where she still respects the person in front of her. She takes it way too far, and one day someone's going to have a back.
So am I the only, in this room, am I the only fool that thinks she has an opportunity that could change? I mean,
she's 41 years old.
It's not going to happen?
Have a character change?
A little bit of both. I mean, do we see season 5 where she comes back a little bit different?
I think if there is
Watching all this, after becoming a Twitter person who had to, you know, to go into that zone, like, can't she be over it, you know, and need to assess herself a little bit differently?
I think if there is a change, it's going to be due to the producers. You know, there's a lot of backlash coming from the fans saying, you know, we don't agree with all the violence on the show. And they're all thinking money
when we say there's violence on Basketball Wives. Exactly. I mean, we could turn a long order for that.
I know.
But we're watching Basketball Wives. So.
By no means do I think she's cool and is going to be this great person by tomorrow. And there's things that she does on the episodes now that I'm still upset with. But I mean, I would hope for that, but that's
and
just wishful
forget,
thinking.
I mean, as Americans, we're fickle and we change our minds every night. We might love Tammy next week because she does something amazing.
She really is funny still.
Yeah, she's still, I mean, she's
not
an entertaining person.
You know, she's a character.
But Americans, we forgive everything. Come on now.
She's a character, but I'm tired of the extra, like, I mean, she's a bully,
then maybe,
you know, and
maybe,
I'm tired of it.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of watching it because it isn't just Keisha this season why I feel that way. You know, we're in what? This is season four?
Yeah.
This is season four, and every season she's been on, if it hasn't, you know, been, this season it was Keisha. Last season it was
Mika Claxton.
Mika, and you know, the season before that, her and Evelyn had beef and stuff. It's always something, and it gets to the point where it's like, geez, okay, enough.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
While
it.
While watching this episode, I didn't even comment that much because I was still like, even though Tammy was talking about, oh, you guys should make up, it just didn't sit well with me. It's like, Tammy, like, you just.
And it doesn't seem genuine.
Oh,
she hasn't,
talking
like,
about
you
who?
Just verbally Tammy, beat up,
yeah.
you know. Keisha on last episode, but now you're just it just I just
I felt the
like,
same way as you. Exactly.
I'm sorry, this is not genuine.
It
at
changes
all.
Your entire energy. It drains
it does,
you.
Yes,
it makes me need to read my book, The Secret, which you can find on
exactly.
Amazon.
Everybody was laughing.
Speaking
like,
of Amazon,
where can you find it?
You can find the book The Secret after watching the show. You need to read the book.
Yeah.
For energy,
you do. You really
on Amazon.
I always shake after I watch these shows. I'm all thrown up.
But AfterBuzz TV, go ahead, Ronnie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll go
you
ahead. I will go ahead. I mean, you were doing it so well.
You've got business to handle.
But I mean, the legitimate thing about it is, yes, AfterBuzz. There's notes, right?
I could have read the card. Next
yeah.
time.
No, but I mean, the serious side of it is AfterBuzzTV.com. There's over 45 shows that we do here, and actually, like a couple new ones are coming up as well. I think some of the girls here are going to do
Single Ladies.
We weren't aware of the dance. But the thing is, if you really love what we're doing, and I want to shout out the chat room and our iTunes people, because they do love what we're doing, and we do get comments all the time like, wow, you guys do this. We don't charge, you know, other iTunes, you know, other podcasts. You got to download and spend some cash.
That's how bossy we are.
We don't do that, but we happen to have an Amazon affiliate program. So we're like, yo, just at least help us with that.
Right.
So it's anything you're going to buy online, you know, I guess maybe a cell phone.
Yeah,
I don't
if you
really
want to buy
know.
The clothes
from
we're wearing.
From anything, books, no. to whatever, yes. whatever you can find on Amazon.
Buy it online, but go through AfterBuzz, hit the banner on the top. That is what an Amazon affiliate program is. It's very cool. It helps us out. And we continue to talk about these crazy people. Not crazy. Basketball Wives characters,
Wait,
reality stars.
Kenya did admit. She was like, yeah, I am a little crazy.
She did say that.
14 episodes in and she needs to make the grand revelation that she's crazy. We know.
Yeah.
We've been watching.
Yeah.
You're
but
not
did
fooling
she really
anybody.
Think that she was calling herself crazy, crazy. Like, she
yeah,
was
no.
saying, like, insane.
You, Mari walked in a little bit late, so she didn't see. She straight up had Kenya was giving
this
the
look.
Sickest death crazy grill I've ever seen in my life. Like, all the girls were literally sitting at the table like, why are you looking at me like that? And I felt it through the TV. I was like,
okay.
I know the look she had on her face when she stabbed
though.
Her husband.
We all did.
I felt like, yeah, eyes are kind of glossy. She just looks crazy.
And we will all agree
down,
that she,
down.
What you just said, I agree 100%. My only thing is, gosh, it was hard for her to sit at that table though. Can we give her that a little bit? All
It'd
these
be hard
all,
for anybody.
When we were talking about Tammy on the way that she acts, I definitely don't appreciate Tammy. She moves the chair too. She looks a certain way. She doesn't let anyone speak.
Yeah.
I mean, that is so aggressive, and maybe I'm just too nice of a person, but damn it, I don't know how I would react as well. So I give Kenya a lot of credit for, you know, sitting there and trying to do what she did in the most peaceful
and
manner.
And it seemed as if, like, she knew she was coming to this island and Evelyn was going to be there, and it seemed as if she was like, listen, I know the chick tried to throw bottles at my head, but if I get an apology, I address it. I'll be swimming with the dolphins
but
with
listen,
them. Let me just enjoy this.
Okay, what about even Shawnee in that situation? Even Shawnee was stirring the pot, and we don't really see her do that much. That's
Shawnee
my
had
point.
Been listening to her
Let's,
fan mail a little bit and was like, you know what? I need to get more involved and become a little bit more vocal
and
on the
become
show.
Become like the rest of them?
Yeah, but except she's joining like the bully crowd. And
definitely.
It's like, hey, guys. Relax. Yeah. Because that was also, like, after last week's episode, I know I wasn't here. We got a little catching up to do. But, like, last week's episode was the crazy, crazy fight between Tammy and Keisha. Keisha goes home. And then the next day, these girls are up
laughing
to no good.
Yeah.
Freaking putting fish and squid in this girl's room. Like, don't you understand? Like, these are the situations that set up a big blow up and a big fallout. And then, you know, yeah, you guys are laughing. It's funny if, you know, you're putting stinkfish in their room, ruining the hotel room. But if any other person did that to you,
it'd be on
like Donkey Kong. Yeah, like, come on, let's be serious. Like,
I was surprised, though, to see Shawnee tell Tammy, like, listen, you know, I kind of can understand where Keisha was coming from. You know, Keisha wasn't trying to say, you know, I'm not trying to start any problems. Mm-hmm. I could have went off on you, but it was more and I'm not even going to start any problems by saying anything. I'm just going to play it cool. And Tammy kind of gave her the side eye, like, did you just say this to me? It kind of threw her off.
By no means do we think Shawnee's worried about what Tammy says. No. You know, Shawnee is, you know, in charge. But at the same time, like, Shawnee gives that opinion and Tammy gets really, she just like clutches herself real quick, you know. But that was nice. That was a good side of Shawnee. Yeah, yeah, she definitely said, hey, what did you expect Keisha to do? She was just trying to say, this is the smoothest, easiest way to handle it.
And I thought it was interesting that, was nice, that Evelyn had mentioned to Tammy, like, well, I could understand people in our position would get offended. And I'm like, Evan, in our position? What did you guys take that as?
The people in our position would get offended?
That's what she said to Tammy.
She was, but yeah, she was like saying Tammy.
In our position.
But what is that?
What?
Like, they're in charge. They're in the middle of the circle. I don't know.
Shawnee said that to Tammy?
No.
No,
Evelyn said that to Tammy. Like, oh, I can understand why you got offended, Tammy, because people in our position would get offended.
I think she means she was speaking to Tammy.
Her and Tammy and their position.
She was relating to that. Okay. Because I'm like trying to remember this moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think she's basically saying people like us who have a tendency to lash out.
Yeah. Aggressive personalities.
Overreact. I can see where you're coming from, but then at the same time, you know, I don't know. I
wasn't quite clear on the our position, like the cool crowd or hot tempered.
We're the circle, and how dare them say anything out of line? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's like I could get
mean
it.
Girls,
I could get
queen
it with
bees,
that.
Whatever you want
how
to call
about
it.
How about the mean girls, queen bees, when they go to Kenya's room and they kind of like laugh at her to her face because the fish smell is actually going on. But even if Kenya smelled it, my thing is this: Kenya's just like all these girls that are getting punked are kind of like over it and beyond it. Yeah. Is what it seems like. So they went back and they all laughed, and of course Susie was there laughing and giggling. It smelled so bad.
Ugh, I'm sorry, I have to stop. I'm dead in your tracks.
Susie's
can
gonna
we
get destroyed?
Can yes. I need Susie to shut her mouth, like, for a whole episode. I don't want to hear Susie.
Can I get an amen?
Talk to anybody.
Amen.
I am so sick of this chick running her mouth. I mean, how do you think it got back to Tammy what Keisha said in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Susie. Then today, Jen comes, has dinner with Susie, and what is the first thing Susie does is wait at the bar for the other girls to get back and literally give her every single detail of their conversation. Like, damn.
It's her role now.
What is your problem?
And I'm gonna, shut up. I'm going to play devil's advocate in defense of Susie. Every show needs a Susie. That's her role.
That's what I was going to say. She plays her role well.
She plays her role
perfectly.
She does.
Even though I want to smack her, she plays the role.
She goes back and forth like ping-pong between the two.
I've said this before. I don't think it's just that. It's also
she's
really wants to be in this side. She knows what the repercussions are being on the other side.
Well, yeah, because she's scared. She's felt it before.
She's been at the receiving
end. Exactly. She knows what it's like.
She barely got, you know, Tammy didn't get really crazy with her with that, you know, on Shawnee's birthday dinner, but it did cause a little friction. And boys,
she was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Susie,
Tammy,
does not talk and be as remorseful. She doesn't get remorseful like that if it's a Kenya situation. She doesn't really have Keisha problems, but you know what I mean? Like, she acted way different and very peaceful.
I just wanted to shut up.
I'm sorry, Tammy, you know. But
and that's
just
why she told Keisha. She was like, listen, just say sorry. Remember when last week she was
trying to punk her apology at her.
We can end this. And I'm thinking in my head, like, you just seen this girl get verbally abused, and you're going to tell her
and it's
to
part
say
your fault.
And but that is how you know that, regardless of being cool, these girls are acquaintances. Some of them are friends, but I honestly feel like, besides Royce, I feel like Keisha has no friends on this show. And like, even though her and Susie are cool, I think Susie does more harm to anything than benefit her. It's like ridiculous.
They're not friends. They're the production call sheet has them, you know, meeting, and that's what that is, and that's why she has to hang with Susie.
I mean, some of, you know, the girls do, some of the girls hang out outside of the show, and Susie and Keisha have hung out outside of the show. So then to see you on TV, just like, you know, like, come on, like, pick your side. Like, just because, you know, I hang out with you doesn't mean you can't hang out with them, but keep my name out of your mouth when you're with them and vice versa. Like, it's a very simple thing. Not everybody has to get along, but everybody can be normal.
Exactly. And like I said last week, what was funny is I'm out at the club and I see Shawnee and I'm like, ooh, what girls is she with? What, you know, cast members? She was not with not one cast member. She was like, I don't need that drama.
Well, none of these chicks live out here, though.
I thought Tammy lived out here a little.
Well, Tammy has a place out here.
Tammy lives out here, but, I mean, Tammy's...
Yeah.
I don't know. Keisha doesn't live out here. Jen doesn't live out here. Royce don't live out here.
A place.
Mm-hmm.
But she's on the East Coast majority of the time.
I don't know how long she is, but I just thought it was interesting. She was partying, not one cast member.
She was probably trying to advance to the next level.
She was probably with her young little boo thing.
No, I looked for him. I was looking for him. I was like, where is he? No.
We need him to come on the show.
She was trying to get up on that young.
There was another young boo
jet
thing.
Skiing instructor. He was good cute. Looking.
Yeah. I'm like,
that
finally,
was a good looking cat
like,
for sure.
Man on the show. Yes.
That is, the idea that you said. And Shawnee was very happy, so there you go.
Well, she likes him young, so. Mm-hmm. Fit right in.
Okay, so what else do we have in there? What else happened? So do we get to the Evelyn thing now? Evelyn and Kenya?
Evelyn and Kenya finally, when they get Kenya to come out of the room after laughing in her face at the front door, and Kenya grills them all down. She takes the apology, and then they go sit by the pool, and the girls try and convince her to get Jen out, which. You know, she's another freaking flip-flopper.
Exactly.
She's like,
she's laughing. Ah, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
I flew 24 hours with Jen and have been hanging out with Jen every other scene I've had on the show is with Jen. And now, sure, let me go bring her out for you guys so you can do whatever.
Yeah.
Because that was the other thing that cracked me up is Tammy was like, we fix things on these trips. No, Tammy, you assault people.
Exactly.
That's what you do on your trips. Last year in Italy, that's what happens. Yeah. You don't fix anything. Let's be honest.
Now, how about Kenya's walk? You guys didn't like Kenya's.
That's a stank. The stankest walk I've ever seen.
She was walking those docks like it was a runway.
She was walking, that's what I was going to say. No, like it was a runway.
What'd you say on camera?
The camera is on me, so I'm going to walk and twist my hips just like this.
She was giving her best pageant walk.
And then she was making sure her posture, you know, boobs were like upright and perky. So, and I saw the way that she was. I know what it looks like when someone's very aware of the camera because I do that crap all the time. So, and Kenya was definitely having her I'm on camera moment and trying to look as if she was just waiting for the door to open. Like, hey, for those of you at home, they can see me. I'm making fun of her. But yeah, she looked crazy, awful. Oh my God.
Can I ask you guys this? So, by Kenya being in her room, and obviously it stunk like fish because the girls knocked on the door and they said they got a big whiff of it. Was her just playing along with it and not saying anything? Do you view that as being a punk and not like hey, there's fish in my room. I know you guys put it in there. Or is it, you know what? I'm not even going to give you ladies the pleasure to be like, oh, hi, how are you?
That's a good question.
Could she have found them, smelled them,
and removed them and moved on? Could she have done that?
Did she want to give the girls the benefit of the doubt to be like, I know what you did? Or was she saying...
I don't think she knew. I mean, if I checked into a hotel room, I wouldn't assume that the girls I was traveling with were running up in my room sticking raw fish. I mean, I would go in my room and I would say, oh, it smells like fish. I'm going to move because, you know... Mm-hmm. Your bungalows are over the beautiful ocean.
I would think it smelled
and
like
if you've
fish,
never been there before, maybe you don't know.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't think the girls had anything to do with it. And it's not like they made it obvious in any way by saying, hey, girl, how'd your room smell? What's going on in your room? But How can you stay in your room all day?
But what I did notice was that she opened the door just a little and she would not like let them in. She was like, oh, yeah, I'll be out. So to me, it made me kind of seem like, I know what you did. I'm not going to let you in so you can smell it even more, I'll come out.
Or maybe she didn't know that they did that and she was embarrassed and was trying to play it off.
I don't want these girls thinking I smell like fish.
Right. Why they gotta come up all in my space?
I couldn't figure out. I'm like, either does she know or she doesn't know.
But
I
don't think she when knows. Situations like
she
that happen,
seem
though,
super sharp to me.
She doesn't.
So we can't give her that much credit.
No, I'm not.
I feel like and I hate that I always have to question this, but I feel like this is almost like the writing of the producers or the staging of the producers, the whole fish situation. I can see them going up to the ladies like, we need something controversial. When Kenya gets here, can you guys play a practical joke on her? Because it just doesn't make sense for people to be that immature. I just can't fathom it.
I love how this is Maddie's first reality show that she's even really watched, because we're all here and you're like, oh, I think this is what happened.
Like, it's just surreal to me.
It makes me wonder, like, have they all been just hanging around their young kids too much and like their kids are like rubbing off? And I don't know because it's they seem like they're, it's like elementary, you know, high school crap. It's just crazy.
The age. Last episode you said, or Stanley that said, that they thought the fish was going to be placed in the wrong room.
That was a prediction.
Yeah, that was one of the predictions.
It was Kenya's room.
And by the way,
I said that 2 weeks ago, because when they showed it and they showed like the number on the door that they were leaving, it looked like Jen had checked into that room.
Which would make a viewer think it's
the right room.
Now it's really going to be on.
Yeah, but we know from reality TV previews that what you see, it's a different context, and that's.
Oh yeah, I noticed this episode.
But keep watching because they're great.
Hair down, then all of a sudden it's magically in a ponytail.
Can we talk about her hair? I loved it curly. Not a big thing, but we never see her hair curly.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I liked her hair. Yeah, she looked good. I think Evelyn is a beautiful woman. Her boobs look a little too big for me now.
Every episode.
That's the question for our iTuners. The proportion, or I'll let Rebecca proportion
guys,
of her.
Do you guys think that she went a size too big on the implants? Because I feel like they almost make her look heavier than she is.
Well, boobs do
and
that
they,
to you.
They're like weighing her down.
And you know what I noticed is that you know she knows they're big, because usually when you wear a bikini, you kind of separate it a little. Uh-huh. And she puts them really close together so her boobs can be together and not be flopping all over the place and apart.
I think she needs a support one.
She went a few CCs too big, but we'll probably see next season an adjustment. We'll see them go down next season on her other show.
But I gotta admit, her abs are always on point.
Her body looks awesome.
Yeah, but
she's stacked on bottom, so it would make sense for her to be top heavy, because now with the implants, she's proportional.
Yeah. I think it's not proportional. It's a little over.
You think she's too big on top?
Yeah,
I think she's big on bottom, but I just think that she would look more petite if she went a size down.
Well, and she went a size up, so I just don't know why she already had one set, now she got a new set.
Well,
I think her old set was fine.
At the end of the day, she looks wonderful, and there's that. But I will say to our iTuners, you know, you guys comment and rate our show, and we love that. But even, you know, the people who are on YouTube with us, continue to download us. We love that. But if you want a little bit of a treat, I mean, we were just talking about boobs and separating them and all. And there was some visual, I'm just, you know, come to YouTube as well. But we do love iTunes.
Mines aren't out today. I'm sorry. Next week, I got you.
Oh, there's a treat to be had next week.
Mari asked me if I had fake boobs. And if you watch the show, I have no boobs, especially compared to these two ladies. So.
Boobs.
I don't know what she was talking about.
Her boobs are cute, perfect. I was like, maybe she got them done, you know, just a little enhancement.
All this boob talk, we got 1,000 views on YouTube. Next week, we're going to have like 2,000. This is really getting there.
We should do it in our bikinis. Just like Evelyn.
I'm down. Season finale bikinis.
Unless the iTuners want to start a Get Rebecca a Boob Fund, then I'll be in a bikini on here. Not until then.
Oh, no. But legitimately, we really do love our iTunes people. I know. You saw your mom last week, huh? We always say hi, Mama.
Hi, Mom.
We love the mothers. Yes, iTunes.
Port of parents. Got to appreciate it.
It is very nice. Okay, cool. So we did that. Let's tell you guys real quick about Gamefly.com. Can I tell you about this?
Yes, I would love to hear about that.
Gamefly.com, you know, you are a video gamer. It is the Netflix for video games, so that's a big deal. Whether it's PlayStation, Xbox, Wii, or whatever it is, we have a 15-day free trial. Now you ask yourself, self, how do I get the 15-day free trial? I'm going to go to Gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV. Super, super simple. Mari, very, very simple.
I'm just thinking. Like,
what are you thinking of?
You know, if they like playing games, that's why they like The Basketball Wives.
Exactly.
Yes. This is full of games.
Full of games. See?
And I'm not talking about on the court. I'm talking about in their personal lives. So they would appreciate Gamefly.
Yeah. Like you do.
Like I do.
Thank you, Mari. All right. Anyways, 15-day free trial.
I didn't believe
it is
that.
So... I do believe it. It was great. Gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV if you want that free trial. And I like the word free, so that's good. Okay, cool. So do we get to the, where are we ending off?
She should shrink her boobs.
back to the boobs.
Smaller boobs.
I mean, I didn't even notice that it was that she was that unproportional. I thought she looked great. I think what about Jen though? Jen to me,
all have just big.
Is it the Amazon thing? That's.
You say their boobs are too big every episode. I say they're Amazons every episode.
I take offense to that because I'm 5'10" as well, and it is not appreciated.
That's Amazonish. But but they're bigger than you though. Like they look like they're like 6 feet, like linebackers. Yeah. Like their backs are huge.
Tammy does, but not the rest.
No, Evelyn is pretty full-figured as well.
We call them cornbreads.
Thoroughbreds.
It looks like they ate a lot of cornbread.
Definitely. But I mean they're still beautiful women at the end of the day. That's why they gotta get them some 6'9" men.
Yeah.
Hey. And nobody's like 6'9" men. I'm 5 feet flat.
That's because he likes to be thrown around.
No, boo. You can take a 6-footer.
I need my children to have some height. I need them
tall. That's true. Balin is very petite. Yes, I agree with that too. I like some height on my men.
I think so.
All right, let's get back to the
show. Back to the show. Sorry.
Maybe that's the single lady show.
Yeah, let's get back to the basketball wives.
In fairness, that was the same network, so they're prepping, so there you go.
Really the only thing left to talk about in the episode would probably be Jen finally coming out of her room, sitting down with Keisha. Slowly, Tammy approaches to confront her. Mm-hmm. Then slowly, Shawnee goes to approach her and confront her. And then without a doubt, minutes later, Evelyn is there too, wanting to kind of like square off the situation.
I need to talk to you.
Right. And my whole thing is leave Jen alone. Evelyn can't, because Evelyn, I think deep down inside, thinks that she took it too far.
Yes.
I think that she waited too long.
I agree.
She's hurting now because she has just realized, dang, I think I really did lose my best friend.
I want my best friend back.
And she still wants her. And because the thing angry, and behind anger is pain. She's gone to the point of no return now, where she's nervous that she's lost her for good.
So now she's
trying to provoke her. She needs something from her.
We definitely know that Evelyn is the quickest, loud person. 2 seconds later, she's crying or whatever. Right. So there is a lot of hurt.
I think there's a part of her that, yes, she is hurt and there's a part of her that wants her friendship back, but I also feel like there's a part of her, because she's kind of experienced some backlash from how she's been behaving on the show and how everything has played
out,
that now she kind of wants to throw Jen under the bus. And that's what she's like, let's be honest about everything. Let's throw everything out there. Which, listen, if that's what you two need to do to mend your relationship, repair your relationship, cool. But I don't know. Just, it's like an eye for an eye. You're mad at her because she aired your business on the radio and on a blog. Yeah. And now you want to do the same thing because you think that's going to be honest and clear the air, but it's really just tit for tat.
Yeah.
Still,
she had said, the guy in Vegas, unprotected. I'm like, why does everybody need to know that?
Yeah.
Like, you were with your husband and I have a phone book of how many people you've been with. Why does everybody? I think if she was grown and she really wants to be civil, what she does.
Or wanted the friendship back. You wouldn't air her business.
Exactly.
Right.
And on top of that, she would sit her down and be like, let's get to it, me and you alone, instead of doing it with the group of girls.
And it kind of looked like they were going to do that, though.
Exactly.
Well, in the next episode,
What killed me was that, she tried at first to be civil, but it was amongst all the girls. And I kind of side with Jen. I probably would have got up and be like, you know what? I don't need this because you're doing this after the fact that somebody just hit me.
Yeah.
And, one of the quotes that I put in my top five was that, she had said, I wouldn't take somebody, a man hitting me, so why should I take a woman hitting me?
Right.
And I agree.
Completely agree with her.
That was a great point.
I agree, and I do. I feel like, we've said this time and time again, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse. Like, they're beating a dead horse. Like, and that's what Jen, listen, if Jen told you she doesn't want to have a conversation with you, I also don't think it's fair, because that's what you decided you need to do and what's going to make you feel better.
Right, Jen did try to talk to her.
Yeah, now isn't... Sorry, you may have missed the boat. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but it's like, let let it be. Like, and Jen said, you know, we've come to a point of no return. And Tammy said, you're right, you know. But it's like, yet Tammy, you still want to push this conversation.
Tammy got out the seat. She ran over there and said, I had to be there to make sure Evelyn gets pulled back. No, the reality is, all you're doing is excited by walking that at that pace
those
with Evelyn.
Evelyn stayed there and let Evelyn be in her
hype, well, man.
You know, Evelyn and Jen, I'm sorry.
No,
Evelyn
we're
and Jen had
it.
A friendship without them for years. They, like I said before, they got baptized together. We don't need you always coming up and instigating and being part of it. Like, there's already a lawsuit. I think in Ev's mind, she already knows she cannot put her hands on her.
And that's what, if you try and confront someone and they get up and walk away from you, have the respect to let them walk away. Like, why are you chasing after her?
Exactly.
You guys made a big stink out of getting her out of her room, and now you confront her, so she's going to go back to the only safe place she has on the island, and you're going to chase her there.
In defense of Evelyn, when someone is talking to you and she was being civilized and cordial at first, walking away or turning your back to someone when they're speaking to you is disrespectful.
But Maddie, she just got hit.
I realize that.
And listen, I agree with you too, because
I realize that, but everybody gets a chance on the show to apologize. Let Evelyn have hers. I realize Jen doesn't want to be in that situation because that's just a rough position to be in. But I understand why Evelyn got upset, because I'm talking to you. I'm trying to be the bigger person and you're walking away.
But then in Jen's defense, you have to say, because earlier in the season when Tammy and Shawnee tried to bring the two of them together, they both started out talking and things then escalate crazy.
Exactly. Evelyn got disrespectful.
Jen gets it. And then when they were at the racetrack and Naya starts talking to her, and then it gets crazy. Like,
Jen's been through this multiple times.
The definition of insanity is repeated behavior
Evelyn
with the hope of a different
result.
Yeah.
She wants to affect Jen. She's going to have to humble herself. She can't come at her the way that Tammy and all these bullies like to talk to one another, because Jen's just fed up. Yeah. And I think that part of the reason that this defamation is going on, where she's putting her business out there, is because Evelyn herself is embarrassed. She wants to embarrass her friend
so that
she can make it equal playing field. And then once her, you know, reputation is just as tarnished, now we can be friends. But really, she's doing this because she's angry, because real friends have each other's back and they do not air each other's dirty laundry.
Exactly.
Your secret should die with you.
And because that was one of the big, you know, when she did sit down at the table, that was her first point straight off the bat, was, I've been a loyal friend to you. I've never talked
anything.
Crap. I've
and
never
then
said
she
this.
Telling the business.
And then
she just, she started going above and beyond. Like, how are you going to sit there and say on TV? I'm pretty sure that Jen has a lot of dirt.
Exactly.
More than whatever supposedly she wrote or her PR person wrote on the blog. And she didn't turn around and tell the cameras, oh, yeah, well, when she was with Ocho, she just kept on walking and was like, I don't want part of this. And I think in Jen's mind also, she probably went on this trip because they forced her to, but
yeah,
she
you're contractually obligated.
Exactly,
the same way you have to go to the reunion because it's in your contract.
Exactly. And she's probably like, let me just go to this island. It's in my contract and I don't want any trouble. So I'll stay in the room alone if I have to. And then again, these girls drag her out and chase after her.
It really does, though, affect your energy. Like, I feel really bad for Jen and everybody else who has to experience it, because you're doing fine. You're like, I'm going to try to be peaceful. Poor Keisha. It's just like, it takes over you to the point where you start shaking like
my
Kenya.
Energy is affected, and I'm just watching the show.
And you know how Evelyn has the little leg shake that VH1 cameras always catch?
Right.
I feel like when I watch the show, I got the little leg shake. Even us
Evelyn
talking about it, I get
the leg shake. Kenya has the finger shake. Like,
I have
hands
the heart
shaking.
Oh, what when about, I'm talking about it, my heart just pumps.
I know. Kenya,
Tammy has the eye roll.
What about you guys? Kenya, when they were telling Kenya what happened, you guys kind of spoke on it, how Kenya tried to be good with the group, the circle. But how about how bad it was when Kenya was saying, yep, see, I told you. That's what I told you about Keisha. It was like, Kenya, they weren't even talking about
Kenya,
your thing.
I'm going to give you the same memo I gave Susie.
To camera.
Shut up.
Yes,
that's
agree.
It. Shut
I
up.
Who, you,
ain't nobody
you
cares.
About this life.
Oh,
like,
no.
Exactly.
I'm about to get into my Evelyn moment.
Get out of here.
Yes. Dang.
She's such a girl.
It was just so weird to
me
because it wasn't even the same situation. It was Kenya saying, see, that's what I told you. Like, it's like, that's not the
but you know,
two different things.
And you're, but see, and that's the stuff about Kenya. It's like, then you look, continually crazier. You look crazy at the table, and then you look crazy because you realize these girls who threw a bottle at you, who this, that, just because she said she's sorry, and I don't care. Evelyn was not sorry. She threw a bottle at her. She sat there like
rolling her eyes.
What you want me to tell you?
Tell you I'm sorry.
Is that when they had the loose?
What kind of apologize
loose, but,
is that?
The loose.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
But not,
10 minutes about the definition of loose versus like, hoe.
I don't think you're a hoe.
I just think you're loose. Exactly. If your mama said, "Oh, that girl, don't be out there being all loose," you wouldn't be mad. But if she called you a hoe, then that's messed
loose
up.
And the same thing as a hoe.
Kenya, what are you talking about?
That you could tell Evelyn was just like, you know what, I'm over it. So when you know Kenya
she
was saying
let
that,
it go.
She was like, yeah, you know, yeah, I would agree. My mom would
and
say, I'm
like,
loose, but
I mean,
it's
come
okay.
on.
Oh, this was most Evelyn saying that.
What?
See, Evelyn's,
she Evelyn agreed.
But you could tell she was agreeing just to agree.
Yeah,
to be
I
like,
think
let
that
me
she
get
was
on the show.
But also, she was
that
getting
agreement.
That crazy look from Kenya, and she was like, all right, you know what? Whatever you want to say, boo, I'm done
with
this.
I hope this
Kenya should have shut her mouth. We did not need that explanation because loose means hoe. I'm sorry.
It,
it's
it
the same,
same
dang thing.
And
it means your vagina is stretched out.
And listen,
don't even try.
Evelyn probably shouldn't be offended because I'm sure we'll read a whole bunch of her loose ways in her new book, The Wives Association.
Did you say a whole bunch?
A whole bunch. Oh, we are very punny tonight.
That's the weird thing with Evelyn. She speaks on everything, so to her it doesn't matter. She could talk about herself all. You know, she
and
doesn't
good.
Stress
that's
out.
Admirable quality.
Yeah, it's a she owns it. You know.
Yeah.
But,
which
kinda,
is cool,
it's
which is respectable.
But it's kind of tough to be so much into Jen because Jen maybe doesn't operate like that. Yeah. So,
but not everybody
private.
Is like that. You know, not everybody is like super comfortable. Like, everyone's different. Not everyone wants to be like the sex pot this, sexy
Not everyone
sexy
wants
this,
to be
you know?
Spicy.
Hey, like, man, just... I put my business out there. I don't got none.
Said the girl who got the harp telegram. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't do nothing. I don't love these hoes.
You did something.
You did something. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Tweet at me. Maybe I'll tell you.
So it was another good episode. Do we think it was as good as last week?
You know, I just was surprised that, and I know we've seen clips of next week, so we're going to see it, but I was waiting for, because we've seen Evelyn escalate, but I was waiting for the breakdown.
Oh, and the crying moment?
They're saving it for next week, which I was hoping that it would have came in this episode, because that's usually how it goes. She'll usually, you know, get to 60 or 100, mm-hmm. you know, lash out, and then 5 minutes later, she's crying.
Now, has anyone else been wondering this whole time? Because, like, Tahiti, where they are, beautiful place.
Amazing.
Very expensive to go. Not,
Jen's been there before. It reminds her of another island.
She went to Malaysia. It's a little bit different.
No, not Malaysia. The Maldives.
But it
bad.
Looks the same. We were in a bungalow on top of the water
sorry,
as
sorry.
Well. But this is not like a trip where just everybody goes. You know, that's
right,
like a
right.
big trip. You have to either save for it or invest or, you know,
right,
have money
right.
to do it. What are these people who are staying at this resort thinking about these chicks while they are there? If I was staying at that resort and I'm eating my dinner and for the second time in this dang restaurant by the beach, these chicks are going crazy, I'd be like, yo, I'm sorry.
I know, I'd be
really?
watching
yeah. them at the same time.
What is
the cameras so they know they're playing up for the cameras.
You're right, but I would be interested to hear the conversations
playing,
that
though.
Go
That's
on.
The thing,
like, who are these? Yeah,
yeah, like, they're not playing because, yes, there are.
To a certain extent.
There are. No, but there's, like, there are situations that are set up, like, you guys are going to go play tennis today. But
right.
what they talk about isn't scripted. Yeah. And, like, the stuff that went down between Tammy and Keisha, that was not playing it
no,
up for the
wasn't.
Cameras. You know, so there's a fine line. It's not, you know, we all know reality TV is loosely scripted, but I don't want to say that these interactions are played up because genuinely it's kind of, you know, it's real. It's real out there.
I think they set them up, but there's real emotions and feelings behind it. They knew, okay, we're gonna have Jen and Ev finally, you know, try to mend ways, but the real emotion behind it
talk,
even
yeah.
escalates it to another what? Level. And if I was on that island, I'd be like, I want my money back. This is not what I came to
right.
see at all.
Yeah, like, oh, I was trying to yeah. enjoy my honeymoon,
exactly.
and you have these... I'd call them something.
Don't call them hoes.
I was going to call them
something
tricks,
bad.
To be honest.
Loose ladies.
She'll run the disclaimer
like,
if you say something a little, little too
you
crazy.
You have these chicks acting a fool like on your vacation.
But you know people are probably forewarned at that hotel
yeah.
or that resort
yeah, yeah, yeah.
first.
Like,
they have to sign a waiver. You will be a part of a show. You may be caught on tape. Blah, 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 blah. It's,
yeah.
you know, it's very...
That still doesn't... justify you acting a fool on my honeymoon. I didn't know you were coming these dates. Shoot. If I would have
a lot of money
so
for
we
that.
Know
exactly.
If Rebecca goes on her nice honeymoon, it better not be a Basketball Wives episode being filmed or she's getting her money back.
I would come out there and be like, excuse me, Tammy.
Be you on Basketball Wives now.
I was hanging out with some UFC fighters earlier. I'm going to see if they can handle that situation. I don't condone laying your hands on women, but they need to be removed from the situation.
Okay. Before we jump into commercial, did you guys have any opinions on Shawnee? She jumped right to Jen right away and said, I don't, what was the quote there?
Shit, I have issues with you.
I mean, I'm just saying I didn't expect it, but again, we haven't seen Shawnee stir the pot at all recent episodes.
But I don't understand why Shawnee and Tammy don't get the fact that Jen is not going to be super friendly with them because they are up Evelyn's ass,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
those are her wingmen. Mm-hmm. Like, that's who you're riding with. So if I know Mari doesn't like me and her and Fallon and you are BFFs, you think I'm going to be like, hey, y'all.
I'm here. Come and play.
I want to hang out.
Exactly.
No.
You know what
I'm
think it is?
Stand to myself.
And Shawnee's mind.
Like me.
In Shawnee's mind, she thinks she's wearing the pants. She thinks I'm the big boss. Everybody's going to succumb to me regardless of if you're on the opposite or my side or
I
inner
agree
circle.
With that. That's
so
a good point.
So she was kind of offended, like,
the
well,
audacity.
This chick didn't come to Tahiti and I paid for all this.
Right. Oh, okay.
No, VH1 and Shed Media pay for it. That's
hey
not coming
now.
Out of but, that's not coming out of Shawnee's pocket.
But she's the one who, you know,
she hides money.
Exactly.
Ask Shaq.
Yeah. But for her to come to the island
and
not even acknowledge her, I think Shawnee felt offended, and that's why she came at her and was like,
listen,
you know,
and I
you
get
didn't
it.
Even say hi
but
to
at
me.
The end of the day, there's still people, and Jen yeah. is still going through something emotionally, yeah. and Shawnee should also respect
and
that.
You've seen it go down. I mean, you've
exactly.
been at every altercation, so get it. I mean,
yeah,
just use your common sense.
And
like,
I'm sure the girls
on.
Are thinking, just
when'd
like
you guys
we
call
are.
Her? You guys are talking about she didn't call you. The phone works
it,
both
it
ways.
Does make
when'd
it
y'all call
it,
her?
It definitely makes it tough when it's like you're judging Jen, you this, Jen,
right.
and that's what they're all saying. But they're saying it in the sense of us. Three versus you, like they're making Jen feel very uncomfortable.
And when they were on
I
the
feel
boat,
bad for Jen.
Shawnee even, you know, admitted like we drove, rode, whatever on the boat. We passed by her and we just ignored her because we didn't want to make it awkward. So Shawnee, you admittedly said we ignored her, but
right.
then you're gonna come after her and say how come you didn't say hi. Makes no sense. You didn't say hi because you were with the other girls, the inner circle. So therefore, if I was Jen and I seen these chicks drive by, I'd be like, they didn't say hi to me. Not even Shawnee or Tammy, and we're supposed to be friends. So no, I'm not going to
yeah.
come out of this bungalow and say hi to them either.
Got you riled
and,
up today,
well,
Fallon.
It's yes. sad because Shawnee could very
this,
well be the positive person that's like bringing them all back together. But instead, she's choosing to be just as negative and bring that negative energy
yes.
with the rest of the girls. She's not being positive at all about the
but
situation.
But not at the front she wasn't. She had a whole change
oh,
of heart.
Sounds like news is on the horizons. Well, let's jump to a commercial while I go on the internet and look up gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV.
And wait, we gotta go to Amazon. I really wanted some Basketball Wives earrings.
We're gonna
huge
get you some earrings.
One.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go
we
to AfterBuzz.
This weekend.
Yes.
Vegas this weekend. The whole deal. Gamefly. Let's do a commercial. We'll come back and talk news.
Hey guys. What's happening? We are the America's Best Dance Crew ABDC After Show coming to you guys. We watch the show every week just like you, and we go every Friday to the set to interview and talk to the crews behind the scenes and let you know what is happening behind the scenes.
Hey everybody, we are AfterBuzz Mob Wives Edition, the only Mob Wives After Show out there. I'm your host, Adrian Vera, with my lovely co-host,
Kevin Undergaro,
Grant Rudder.
Cameron Martin.
And you guys can check us out every week. We have a lot of fun. We drink wine. We talk about the show. So check us out. We're also doing the Big Ann Show. So tune into that and Mob Wives Chicago.
Hey, guys, what's happening? We are the Game of Thrones AfterBuzz crew. I'm Dave Klein.
Bethany Jaber.
Kristen Elizabeth Snyder.
Simone Boyce.
And we come to you every single week live Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific time for We Are Kings of the Game of Thrones After Show. And we have one thing to say. Oh, shadow baby. Oh, shadow baby. Oh, shadow baby.
After Buzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
So I think Ronnie just called me loose and raunchy.
Not.
Like,
no, he didn't call you loose.
Because
he called home. You exactly.
So,
this is going
because,
to be the worst
so, because
character.
It's, you know, because Ronnie, you're like, my mama, it's okay for you to call me loose?
Say what? Okay.
Having guys with harps come to the studio.
We're instigating.
Yeah.
With your loose ass.
We're just we're reenacting Basketball Wives, I guess.
Oh, wait, speaking of loose, can we just comment on the necklace that
Jen called it the anal bead necklace.
Rebecca said they were called anal beads, but I thought they were kegels.
I thought you said that.
Oh, I didn't know that they were called anal beads, but Rebecca corrected me. I called them kegels.
Kegels. Going in a different hall.
Aren't they? Can't they? I mean,
you don't want to do both. You'll get
thicker problems.
You can wash them. Jeez.
I haven't tried them, but if you want that necklace to play with them, well, you should. Balls, you can go to Amazon. On
that's your tie-in.
And I was also telling Mari to go to Amazon and order 50 Shades of Grey because it is a very spicy book, which anal beads are involved in.
Hey,
and you would appreciate it.
I would say, out of Marissa, maybe could agree or disagree. Like, out of all the AfterBuzz shows we've done, and we've tied in AfterBuzz to Amazon, I don't know that like this is the conversation that got us there.
So well, I'm sure you can find anal beads on Amazon.
No, you should have heard us last night on Girls. We told everybody to go to Amazon to order the Hustler Sex in the Bathtub kit.
Yeah.
Where, like, you can have handles and everything. You go to Amazon, oh, yeah, AfterBuzz on that, and order that as well.
We will order it as soon as we get off this show.
Might be checking that out.
As soon as we get off this show. Oh, no. Okay, so let's do... I try. I don't sell it as well as you do. Let's do some news.
G-rated news. All right, so I mean, it's been, you know, it's been an interesting time for these girls, and as much as we hate Tammy or we love Tammy, Tammy was named by Entertainment Weekly as one of the 7 cast members from all of the Real World series that has actually continued to make a dent in media and in what she's doing now. So that's kind of a big accomplishment for Tammy.
Yeah. Not a good dent, but she did make a dent.
Yeah, she's,
we know of her.
That's debatable, but yeah, she's, you know, she's up there with, like, you know, some of the other people were Pedro, of course,
talking about people who, like, got on a different level.
World,
oh, Jamie Chung from the San Diego one.
Miz, who's now like a WWE wrestler.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
There were 7 of them that they picked from, however, 20 many seasons of Real World.
Did Tech make that list?
No.
Oh, he's popular.
So
he's crossed over to the acting world.
So
Tammy made that. Keisha, of course, last week, who was the big topic of conversation, she wrote a really good blog on bullying and feeling bullied as an adult. And actually, you know, Nicki Minaj, who was a fan of Basketball Wives and the show, actually retweeted it out to all of her 9 million followers. And so Nicki Minaj is on Team Keisha, which is kind of interesting news. And Keisha is working on some, you know, anti-bullying campaigns, projects, but, you know, nothing that we can talk fully about just yet. But
can you get all the links from her Twitter? Because I want to see some of that stuff. Where would you find that online?
No, you could go to Keisha's page. It's, you know, it's on her timeline somewhere. It's at Keisha Nichols or on her Facebook page. And I'm not sure exactly where the blog is, but the link is all over her Twitter page. So you can go and check it out and see if you agree, see if you don't agree. Obviously, Nicki does. So.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like, who cares? It's her opinion. Like, this is her story, so let it be.
But Keisha's also had a good week. She was featured this month in Today's Black Woman. So despite
Tammy thinking that she's not black enough.
She's
mixed people.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
She's making her way. And then, you know, the VH1 upfronts were last week, where, of course, if you don't know what the upfronts are, basically they roll out for all the advertising executives the programming for next year. And, of course, Basketball Wives is still very much a part of VH1's roster. But Shawnee did make a point to let everybody know that, you know, she has sat down with Shed Media, who's the production company. She sat down with VH1.
Is that Shawnee calling you?
And, you know, they're really going to try and portray...
Shawnee, I'll call you back.
They're really trying to portray a better, less fighting, crazy version of these women for next season. So, you know, she spoke with the production team, she spoke with VH1, and she's really going to make an effort to sort of change people's views on the show.
I would love to see how it's going to be.
Boring.
See, I wonder if it's going to be boring or cheesy or is it going to be genuine.
They're going to, like, start doing, like, watercolors and painting together and stuff. I don't want to see that. I'm sorry.
Double date.
I can go do that with my family and friends.
Well, here's the thing about the people who really talk bad about these, you know, oh, Tammy's out of line. If you're watching the show, you are agreeing with that. that out of line.
Stop watching.
No, well, I was telling you that.
We watch the show that when we feel like a little bit drained, not going to lie. You know, yes. Sometimes we watch the show and we're like, this is enough, but we still enjoy the show. But it could be nice if they just take it back, scale back.
Listen, but that's like being mad that zoo animals attack.
No,
they're animals.
No.
They're going to attack. Yeah, don't go to the zoo if you don't want to be around animals.
Listen.
I'm just saying, people are mad. Oh, I put my hand in the cage and it bit me. It's an animal. Like, what did you expect? That's what
you're saying.
Basketball wives
are animals.
I'm saying let them be them. Don't try to control what it is that they do, human rights and all that kind of stuff. I would go to a Million Man March if I wanted that.
You think it's okay for Tammy to verbally abuse
I think these ladies are, their characters are wrong, and who they are as human beings is not right, but they're human at the end of the day, and I want to see the real. I don't want it to be edited and contrived.
But listen, it's already edited and contrived to be what it is right now. So to be perfectly honest, when I wanted to watch the show, it wasn't because I wanted to see these women fighting with each other. I wanted to see the dirt that went on with their basketball player, ex-boyfriend, baby daddy. So let's bring that aspect a little more into it and stop being less about the cattiness that
goes
on between the ladies.
Let's see that phone call, excuse me, you didn't pay your child support. Oh, you need to pay up.
Straight up.
I know you just had a new contract.
Okay, wait. Before we go off topic, I've got more news, people. Let's simmer down.
I'm sorry. We're excited.
This is not conversation. This is news time.
I want to drink what she's drinking.
So also, Royce, who we didn't see Royce on this episode. Royce didn't interview where she cleared it up that her and Desmond are still very much together despite the messy baby mama Twitter situation, and she wants to put it out there that he never cheated on her. So that's a little Royce news as well.
Oh, come on.
He tweeted he cheated on her.
He tweeted that he did send that tweet to his baby, or his text to his baby mama. He confirm anything else.
That's a lie in itself if she's going to say that. Men cheat. It happens. It just so happens that yours cheated.
She should just ride
by
her man and be like, you know what? He did, but we're working things out.
Be like, he got needs. So what?
She's just worried that her daddy is watching.
They're still together, so they're making it work. And then the last piece of news is last week they also filmed the reunion in L.A. Unfortunately, I was back in New York, so I didn't get to go. But there is rumors, and I can't confirm or deny, but there's rumors that Tammy didn't show up to partake in the reunion. So it's also, you know, a contractual obligation. If she doesn't show up, that might mean she's off the show next year. I said she was sending, you know, cryptic tweets about whether or not she's going to be returning. So it's kind of up in the air. We're going to have to see. We might have to wait for the reunion. Maybe she'll make a guest appearance on part two, but it was a little unsure as if she did show up for her reunion duties.
They may even just do the filming her by herself kind of deal. I mean, if
they're
contractual.
Skype her in.
Yeah,
whatever it is, it's a great buzz to make you want to watch the reunion.
Yeah. See, if anybody didn't show up, I would assume it would have been Jen. But for Tammy, that's just like.
But it happened during that weird week.
Well, and Keisha said she didn't want to go either, but contractually, you know, she had to be part of it. Yeah. She said that on Twitter.
And you said John Sally's going to host again?
John Sally's hosting again, of course.
I wish Spicy Maricela would have got that
gig. I would love to host the show, but I'm a little too spicy probably for
it. Listen, Evelyn, sit down. You're home. You're not just
loose. I would have been in there like, get her, girl, get her.
Not that anyone cares what I think, but I wish you would have booked it. I just wish Maddie would have booked that next time. But John Sally, go ahead, do your thing. That's great.
I mean, been doing it for a minute now. So
he's an actual basketball player, so that works.
That makes sense, to have a basketball player on the season finale.
Well, and he's funny. Is that it for your news?
That's it for the news.
All right.
Some good news.
Yeah.
Thank you for filling us in. That was great.
That had us riled up.
Okay, well, we'll do it first.
I'll do my number one quote of the night.
You can do three.
Okay,
top three.
These are not predictions.
And we do have a drum roll if you want to hear it. Do you want to hear the drum roll?
Okay, I want to hear the drum roll.
I mean, we might have a drum roll. There you go.
There is a real one.
I liked people are dropping out like flies, and that was Jen saying, Susie saying that everybody's getting off the island. Another one, if it were a man, you know, would you tolerate a man hitting you? No, that's why I'm not going to tolerate a woman hitting me.
I completely agree
with that
one. And that
was Susie saying, you know, she's going to use, she also said, you know, I'm lawyered up with some badass lawyers. And to me, the number one quote of the night was, to be honest, that was a good one. To be honest, I don't think you help. But another number one of the night would be, I know I'm not a little crazy. Again.
Kenya,
yeah. She's crazy.
Again, stating the obvious, Kenya.
She's crazy. Astos. It's finally nice to see her admit it.
Yeah.
That's just for me.
Thank you, Fallon. Okay, so no, those are some good ones. I mean, these girls.
There are so many more.
I like the one that you said about Jen the best, though. Like, I don't let.
I agree.
Me, okay, that one's. I think that was the most standout
one. I kind of just read them.
I give that one the seal of approval. Spicy certified.
Because to be honest, I don't think you're a hoe. I mean, that's a good one.
Oh wait, there was another one.
You're not a hoe. You're just hoe-ish.
Evelyn said, "I liked Evelyn saying, give me a lie detector, and I know I'd pass it with flying fucking colors."
Oh, there she goes.
FCC, sorry about that.
Uncensored. Yeah, it was good. It was good. Let's do predictions real quick. Okay, so what do we... Oh, and the song again. Yes.
And now...
Creepy prediction music.
There we go.
Song and dance. Shout out to the YouTube people. Oh, and thank you last week for your girl Stanley who showed up. You know, we didn't have Rebecca, so we grabbed another Basketball Wives after show.
Her.
And she was
her.
A lot of fun. Good insight. She was going to call us today, but she has some prior obligations. Anyway, so I think the thing that interests me the most on next week's episode is what Shawnee's meeting. I'm wondering if that's kind of the beginning of her, you know, all the criticism she's been getting, you know, how, you know, certain women are portrayed on
I was wondering why they threw that in there.
I'm thinking that's the beginning of moving into, you know, because obviously we're wrapping up the season. I just think that's here's the thing. We were talking a second ago about the yelling, and you're saying we have to have all
Ryan, talk to me too.
I'm sorry.
Can I get some attention?
But I'm looking. Well, last week we twittered that
somebody's
we were staring at each other.
No.
But you always talk to them.
I'm sorry.
Because he was trained that he's not supposed to do that with
I'm
you.
I'm going
to
sit on that side.
If you know anything about co-hosting, it's shoulder to shoulder, boo.
I need some attention.
Okay.
Hop in class with Marky Costello. She'll put you on.
So I'm this close. But listen, my thing is, we're talking about the episode. I think you can still have all the fighting and the yelling, like we were talking about, but I think these storylines are just so annoyingly drawn out.
It is too drawn out.
So I do want to see Shawnee going into these meetings. I want to see this change, this, you know, different story.
So what do you predict, since these are predictions?
Give me the predictions. Come on,
you know we have about 45 seconds left.
Well, I'm just saying, in my prediction, I think that that's what Shawnee's setting up. Shawnee's going to start talking about, I need to dial all this down. I don't feel proud. I don't feel confident. So it was a prediction, yo. It was a prediction, Rebecca.
Get to the point, my friend.
Jeez, all right. Your turn.
Jen and Ev, like I predicted last episode, they are going to leave the island being friends, especially after Evelyn breaking down. I think she's going to go in her room one-on-one, and they're going to handle it out, and she's going to be, you know, one of her bridesmaids at a wedding.
Because we need Jen for the Evelyn and Ocho Cinco show.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're going to make up. I agree with that.
I predict Fallon is wrong.
Dang, you don't think that they're going to make up?
We don't like the side of the table.
I hope they make up, because at the end of the day, I think that, they really love each other.
If my prediction is right, you got to wear a bikini. And if I'm wrong, I'll wear a bikini. How about that?
That means the AfterBuzz Basketball Wives fans are going to win, regardless.
She's got some drink in that cup, and it's getting her act a fool.
I'll put them just like Evelyn, nice together.
Any other predictions for anyone?
I'll wear one piece.
Do it. That's it? Okay.
I think we're
well,
good.
If you want to continue the conversation, and last week was one of those weeks where we continued the conversation quite a bit, lots of tweeting of our show. It was really great. We appreciate you guys doing that for us. To do that and to follow the group here, where do we follow you?
Miss Mercedes on Twitter, M-I-S, Mercedes, and I'm on Instagram. Please follow. I'll follow you back, and we can chat it out.
And she's a good trainer, too. She's a good fitness trainer.
His abs still hurt, right?
I mean, my flabby gut really does hurt. Okay. Rebecca, where do we follow you aside from hollyhoops.net?
You can follow me on Twitter, at RebeccaPrinceTV. Mm-hmm. Check out the blog, hollyhoops.net. Go to my YouTube channel, which is RebeccaPrinceTV, and you can watch all of the Holly Hoops webisodes. And then my personal site is also up and running for everything else that I've been doing. So, RebeccaPrince.com.
And her predictions are more to the point than mine. So good job, Rebecca. And
I get to the point, Ronnie. Geez, I get to the point.
Not random.
You hear
not
that,
random.
Man? She gets to the point.
I know, I'm random. Spicy,
people have
what's
a
up?
Short attention span. You got to give them two in a minute.
Spicy, what's up?
You guys can play with my Twitter at spicy_Mari. SPICY underscore.
She has read the book.
MARI. And you know what? My website is coming soon, thespicylives.com.
Yes, it is.
Ronnie and I are hacking away at it, so be patient.
I need a website.
And I'm blushing already.
Tune in to 102.3 KJLH on Saturday nights. Yes,
I listen to her while I'm driving.
So you can get your spicy tips. Spicy tips and
Basketball,
spicy five.
Yes, Basketball Wives After Show. We had a great time with you. Follow me at Ronnie Jr. Media, and my blog is randomlyronniejr.com.
So random.
Comment, we want to see what you think.
Thank you, Marissa. The show's over. Basketball Wives After Show. Thank
Marissa's
you.
Like, please get off the mic. Jeez.
Go home.
Bingo. I am playing,
Executive
guys.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
It's the Chatty Cathy After Show.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.